This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witts and it's great to be with you for Morning Devotions. Seems to me that many people today struggle with what we call anger management issues. Now, I guess you've been angry sometimes. It's something everyone experiences from time to time. Now, this can be a feeling of annoyance or full-fledged rage, but very often we don't know how to handle anger, even though it's a completely normal human emotion. People that know say when we get angry, our heart rate and blood pressure go up, as does the adrenaline. And some people are more hot-headed than others. You might know people that get angry very easily. Others withdraw, they won't talk about what the trouble is. And I think it's true to say that getting angry usually doesn't fix the problem. It won't make you feel better. In fact, often it can make you feel worse. Have you read the poem called A Poison Tree by William Blake? It goes like this. I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath did end. I was angry with my foe. I told it not, and my wrath did grow. Now, in a very simple way, William Blake describes really what life is like when anger turns ugly, gets out of control. But the question is, where should we direct our anger? Is it better to release our frustrations or to keep our hostility to ourselves? Is there a healthy way to release our anger? Well, actually, a recent medical study has shown some interesting facts that hostility is linked to heart disease. Heart disease is an inflammatory disease caused by injury to the arteries, and this means that things like anger and depression are a link to heart disease. You know, the arteries of the heart can be hardened. And the study that I read about involved 1,305 men who were aged 62 years and older, and it revealed that the angriest men were three times more likely to develop heart disease than the placid men. So the experts are giving us a warning to people with aggression and hostile personality traits. Soothe your anger or suffer the consequences. So we should recognise there are some issues that are not worth getting upset about. There really are bigger issues in the world to spend our energy and time on, aren't there? So regardless of how all this works out, I think it's important to ask a question, what do I learn from my feelings of anger? Well, unfortunately, that mightn't help us cope with the day-to-day situations that cause us to get mad. You know, when the telemarketer's phone at home, you don't want to talk to them, or you're driving in the city and someone cuts you off in the traffic or something like that. But is it worth getting angry at these annoying things? Now, some of these, when you think about it carefully, are just petty grievances. They're not really worth a potential heart attack or stroke. The Bible has some great words. They're really wise words for us in Proverbs 29:11. A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. There it is, Proverbs 29:11. So I think it means that anger is a God-given emotion, and anger is not wrong. Even Jesus was angry on occasions. If you have a look at Mark chapter 3, you'll see a story in the New Testament of how Jesus healed a man with a paralyzed hand on the Sabbath. And the Pharisees who saw this were deeply offended, but Mark, who recorded the story, says Jesus was angry as he looked around at them. Now, the difference here is that Jesus knew what to do with his anger. So it's not so much getting angry that's the problem. It's what anger often leads to that is wrong. So we need to deal with the anger. If you need to confront someone else, cool down, treat them with respect and courtesy, make your point. But we need to make it our goal to build bridges and not to tear them down. And Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, the words from the Bible, still apply today. And Paul wrote these words, "Ultimately, do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold." That's the important message to remember. It's not just for our own peace of mind, but also for our health. Deal with your anger straight away before it festers into poison or hatred inside. Get on with the issue. Resolve it the best way you can. And then can you be free from that negativity that's often a part of anger. Well, dear God, we can't hide the anger and hurt that's inside us. Especially, Lord, we can't hide it from you. Help us, Lord, to expose that hidden anger and deal with it in a way that leads towards your love. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.